Sniff sniff, do y'all smell that? Spring is in the air and it's time for the Sketchy Show. I'm your host, Sketchy, the improv sketch comedy robot, and I've been built for two things, hard fighting and hard sketching, and today I'm all out of fight. I love this time of year. It's kind of nice out, but still too cold, but I'm stubborn and won't turn the heat back on. Luckily, I run hot, what with all the servos and reactors inside my hard sharp body. One of my favorite things to do in the spring is to go to flea markets, see what kind of stupid crap they have for sale. In fact, I hear the Uptown Bazaar has a new manager. Let's check him out.
All right, Jeremy. Well, that's your first day on the job, and it's the start of the month, so we have to collect those rent checks from all the different vendors.
I'm ready to go, boss. I'm here to work.
Very good, very good. They can be a little weird, but, you know, that's what makes the Uptown Bazaar so delightful.
All right, I can't wait. I feel like this is going to be a really good fit.
Me too, that's why we made you a manager right off the bat.
You what?
Just vibes, you know?
Uh-huh.
You're a manager.
Oh.
Right?
I suppose so, now that you said it.
Yeah, Mr. Manager Jeremy.
Okay.
Jerry Manager. See, it kind of flows together. Like, what do they call it, a portmanteau?
I don't know anything about that. That's why I work here. Okay, let's just steer me in the right direction, and I will start getting you money, ma'am.
Right, just start going down the lines. Hop to each of the stalls, and they should be able to pay you in cash a check.
Okay. All right, got my clipboard here. I got a pen. All right, how bad could this possibly be? Stall number one. Okay. What does that say? It's not even in a font that's legible.
It says kooky clams.
Kooky clams.
I sell kooky clams. I go clamming sometimes. And then one day I had so many clams, so then I started just putting basically googly eyes on them and selling them. They're my kooky clams. Hi, I'm Clarence. These are Clarence's kooky clams.
All right, well, hi, I'm Jeremy. I'm a new manager here, apparently.
Oh, you're the new manager.
Yes,
I
am.
I was wondering what happened to the old guy. Nice to meet you, Jeremy.
So I got my clipboard here with my receipt book. I'm here to collect your rent.
Uh-huh. My what?
Your rent.
Oh, that doesn't happen until later.
What exactly do you mean by later? Because
you can talk to Allison. She knows me, and we have a special thing worked out where I don't pay rent until I make enough money during the month to pay rent.
I don't understand how that could possibly work.
We have an agreement, I'm sure, if you talk to her.
So
that's how I did it with the old guy.
Are you sure? Because she sent me out. Allison herself sent me out here to collect rent. From you.
Oh, she knows what my deal is. You can just scooch along to the next stall and I'll pay you when I have the money. Probably in about 20 days, give or take, 28 maybe.
All right, cool.
Come back if you want a clam.
I'll swing back.
Swing back for clams.
Oh, shit. Really hope I don't get yelled at for this. All right. Stall number two. All right. T-shirt shop. That's cool. All right. Hey, man.
Hey.
I'm here to collect your rent.
I've been hearing a lot about you. They say you're a good manager.
How?
Word gets around.
It really does seem to.
I don't know what Allison told you, but I have on months and off months.
Uh-huh.
And on my on months, I pay you in cash. And in my off months, I pay you in, you know, I'm Chester Spitz. It's the three T's. T's, towels, and throws.
Okay.
You get to pick one T-shirt, one towel, and one throw rug. Right now, I have a special on these throw rugs. These are printed rugs. That looks like the cast of Friends, but it's not.
Does the special mean that your rent is worth less?
No, the special means that you actually... I'm glad. It's funny that you caught me on that. You're good. You get a second towel. Now, we have Alf-shaped towels that have Papa Smurf printed on them. That was a mistake. And then we said, fix that. And then we got Smurf-shaped towels that have Alf printed on them.
All right.
So you can have one of each. Or you can have one of two of one.
I think Allison wants money.
Allison may want money, but she just got three of these. Look at these Miss Pac-Man T-shirts where she's backwards. These things don't always work out, but I'm the guy. Come here.
Okay. All right. I'm coming closer.
I'm the guy who can get you shit like this. These bit like tees and towels and throws.
All right. That's cool, but
that Friends throw rug, the guy who looks like Matthew Perry on there. I don't know where they made this. I think it's in Ukraine or something like that. I heard that recently they actually killed the guy to make sure that the towel was still accurate.
Oh, That's horrible.
Everything that happens around here is horrible.
Not to misdirect you, Chester, but like I just want to steer back towards like rent, which is what
so
I'm
that's
here
right.
To collect.
Hey, you're right. You didn't choose. Do you want two of the Alf-shaped towels that have Papa Smurf printed on them, or do you want the flip side of that, or do you want one of each? And then, in terms of the T-shirts, we have backwards Miss Pac-Man's, and then we also have backwards Miss Donkey Kong.
I think money would be better.
So an extra large Mrs. Donkey Kong that's backwards. True game aficionados will see that she never faces that way in the game.
How about
Hey, come here.
Okay. All right.
She never faces that way in the game.
That's what I figured. How about I swing back?
I'll box these up for you.
I'll swing back around. I'm here all day.
I'll box these up for you. You're gonna do great. Way better than the last guy.
That's comforting, I think.
Don't even ask about what happened to him.
Okay. All right. Well, how bad could stall number three be? Got a nice sign. You could actually read the sign, which is Mistress Miriam's Magical Tinctures. All right. So here we go. Walking. Oh, that's a very heavy bead curtain. Almost can't walk through it. Hello? Miriam?
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, hi. I'm Jeremy. I'm the new manager here at the Uptown Bazaar. I'm here to collect your rent.
Are you a cop? You know you have to tell me if you're a cop.
I'm not a cop. I'm the new manager here.
You have real cop face.
I did just get a new haircut.
Major cop face.
I got that, like, high and tight thing.
You look like the message board on a local Fox affiliate channel Facebook page.
All right. Thank you. So, rent.
I'm not liking the aura that you're bringing in here. It's really dark. It's really weighing on my chest.
I apologize for that. It was not my intention to...
I'm not sure I should even be talking to you without a lawyer present, to be totally honest.
Which is why it's a good thing she keeps me here. Hello, I'm Miss Miriam's lawyer.
Oh, hello, and...
Yeah.
What is your name, sir?
Let's just say right now I'm Miss Miriam's lawyer and not think of a name, all right?
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Why do you need to know names, officer?
Names? What you need is a lawyer. Did you bring your lawyer with you today?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, and you're the manager? Oh, goodness.
Well, you're one of them?
You're never going to last as long as the last guy.
Oh, God. Okay. It was like impossible to get rid of the last guy. Yes. I mean, wow, what happened to the last guy?
You got rid of him.
As... your lawyer, Miss Miriam. Sidebar. Stop it. Stop it now. Stop it now. You'll blow the lid off the whole case. Just go ahead with the tinctures and the vials of, you know, essential oils and stuff.
All right, let's get back on top. Allison, the head honcho, sent me out here to collect rent from you guys. And so I'm just here for your rent, for your stall that you rent.
I already paid the rent.
When?
Like 30 days ago.
Okay. That happens. We're in a new month now.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, I mean, generally 30 days is how long a month is.
Objection. Objection.
Yes, sir.
Objection. Months can last 30 days, 31 days.
Sometimes.
28 days. So once every 4 years, there's a month that lasts 29 days. Do you know which one it is? Write it down. Slide it across the table. I'll tell you if you got it right.
How about I'll come back tomorrow. Does that sound good?
Come back tomorrow. Come back next month. Come back next year. Never come back.
I'll swing back tomorrow.
Whatever, officer.
All right. So long. It was very nice meeting you.
Adjourned.
A cab.
All right. It's going, not good, but it's going. How much worse could it possibly be? All right, so stall number four, H.R. Crapple's Apple Emporium. I feel Emporium's a strong word.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Jeremy.
Oh, hey, Jeremy. Nice to meet you. I'm Jim Jiminy.
Jim Jiminy. So you're not
no,
H.R.?
I'm Jiminy.
Jiminy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there.
So, you're not HR.
No, there is no. There's no HR. It's just my name. That's just the name for my stuff, man. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
What's up?
What do you sell?
I sell apple juice.
Okay. You held up your hands like very exaggeratedly.
Yeah, I sell.
In quote marks.
I sell apple juice.
Okay.
Like the best apple juice.
I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
I'm. This is my first day. I'm actually one of the new managers.
Oh, congrats, man. You're a new manager?
Yeah. Yeah. It's my first day. Like I said.
So the old one finally, you know.
Huh?
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 So you're the new
Objection.
Manager.
What about the
Objection.
Old one?
Objection. Jiminy, I will have you know, I have not been hired as Jiminy's lawyer, but as...
I haven't hired this guy, man.
As a person with an interest in keeping a lid on things around here, I would like to say, Jiminy, remember what we talked about. The things we're not going to talk about around outsiders or new insiders.
Oh, he's not an outsider, man. He's a new insider. That's
new
cool.
Insider. What did we say at the last meeting of the Skullduggery Corporation?
There's meetings?
New insiders
are outsiders.
Are bad vibers.
You added that part. I just said they're outsiders. I said there's really no difference.
It works better for me.
Until they've proven themselves.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Have you proven yourself as the new manager?
Well, this is only my fourth stop.
It's a simple question. You'd know the answer if you'd done
it. This guy's not my lawyer, but he does buy a lot of apple juice, and he's pretty cool.
I didn't know lawyers had to wear wigs in this country.
I don't have to wear a wig. I just like to wear a wig.
They don't have to.
Okay, cool. So I work for Allison. Allison sent me out here to collect rent from you.
Tut, 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 tut. This could be taken as abuse. If you keep on going with Jiminy, he has a nervous condition. Jiminy, just roll with this.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm full of anxiety, and the only thing that really cures it is a nice cold bottle of apple juice.
See?
Do you want to buy some apple juice? You know who loves it? Nephews.
Like me!
Like, I'm at work right now. So, Mr. Lawyer Guy, do you also have a stall here?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he says that, but he just kind of pops around.
All right. So what about your rent?
My rent?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Do you know what stall number you have?
If you follow me back this way, I'll show you where I peddled my wares. Just follow me back.
See you guys later. Let me know. Hey, Jeremy, I got apple juice. I got so much of it.
I'll swing back.
I got different kinds.
I'll swing back around.
Let me know what kind of apple juice you like the best.
Yeah, I'll swing back around and talk to you.
I got you covered.
When I have time.
Yeah. Now, some people say this is not officially a booth. I know it looks like just sort of that kind of a vestibule to the stairwell. You know, it's just an area. It's a common area. But this is where I have my items for sale, in addition to offering legal services.
Now, I didn't even know this building had multiple floors.
You might say this looks like a garbage bag full of dildos.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Well, that's why you're the manager.
Apparently.
Apparently you know what I do now, okay? I'm a guy who can't even get a booth at the bazaar and sells dildos in the vestibule and pretends to be everybody's lawyer. Okay, I guess it's like, oh, another one of those.
So, are you going to push me down these stairs to get rid of me or what? Because honestly, I'd rather prefer that at this point.
I mean, it's what we did with the last guy.
Oh, Jeremy, we hardly knew ye. Is it ye or you? Nobody says ye anymore, right? What year is it? It's like 2020-something. Just needed to make sure I hadn't time-traveled again. The last time I time-traveled, I went back way too far and had to deal with medieval bullshit. Do you understand how hard it is to get by in the past when you're a robot? The best you can hope for is a blacksmith who's a little more skilled with his hammer and won't just bash the shit out of you. Although, the last time I went back in time I did meet these fun knights. You know, I think I have a recording of that somewhere. Ah, yes, here we are. The Knights of the Pentagon Table.
Verily, 'tis a cool night.
Yes, cool indeed, on my steel-clad body.
Yes, the breeze feels wonderful, swimming through the grooves of my metal carapace.
Yes, yes. It's a fine night to be a knight.
I see what you did there, old friend. Yes, 'tis a wonderful night to be a knight of the Pentagon Table.
Surely I jest.
Surely you do. But nay, thy name shan't be Shirley.
Oh ho, what's this? Hark, a rider.
Whoa! Whoa, my good steed! Whoa! Oh, and well met, two fine fellows.
Halt thyself there, good sir.
What business dost thou have at the White Castle of Haversham?
Well, what business might a man have at the White Castle of Haversham but to enjoy their many splendors here?
Ah, yes.
Well said, stranger, well said.
You need not call me stranger. Ere before the day is out. Before now, it is time to reveal my name to you.
I was just on the tip of my sword about to ask, what is thy name, good knight?
Why, it is no better name or no worse name than the name I wear, which is Sir Brathen Grumwick of East Shittingshire.
That is a long name, Sir Brathen Grumwick.
Brathen Grumwick, yes.
Brathen Grumwick. Shittingshire?
East Shittingshire.
East Shittingshire.
Yes.
Oh, good sir, I'm so well happy that thine aunt from West Shittingshire, that's where all the whores live.
The West Shittingshire people really act like they live at a place called Shittingshire. I'll just leave it there. And what name upon your brow did thouest parents bestowest upon the birthing of thine presently before me?
Hark! I thought thy would never ask thee. But perhaps my good friend here would like to introduce himself first thus.
I shall go first.
So that I...
Shut up.
So that I
shall
may...
go first. Shut up. I am the great and never late Sir Reginald Vell Johnson of County Tegif.
And you have the great honor of being in the presence of myself, the Honorable Sir Crab Thompson of South Hilarious Street.
And I have been there to Hilarious Street.
Hast thou?
Yes, where I was exploring different choices, and I worked as a shopsman.
A knight as a shopsman?
Never have I heard such a ever.
What kind of sir are you, sir?
It was not before the cock had crowed three times on the first eve of my employment that I did runnest through many patrons with mine lance, much to mine chagrin, upon being fired.
Well, that does sound knightly.
That does sound like a thing a knight would do. Did they knight you thusly or hastly?
Verily, I was runneth out of towneth. But before you I stand. Actually, I got off my horse. I should have mentioned that. Before you I stand.
It's fine. We saw it happen.
Right. Everything doesn't have to be described.
We don't have to narrate our whole lives. We are knights!
It would be quite weird if you did announce everything you did as I look towards the ground pensively.
Ho, Sir Brathen.
Yes.
I have quite an idea for tonight, and this verily sootheth good night it is. How's... do you all thinketh would be the most wonderful spending of our times if we alls were to go around and each saith the thingeth that we are most proudest of? You know, feats.
The deeds of a knight do indeed comport upon him the status which may propel him to the great deeds. I think I'm caught in a verbiage loop. Perhaps you could help me, good Sir Reginald.
I've seen this happen before. I think all it takes is a good whacketh of my sword.
Whang! Oh, thank you. Although I appear to have developed a speech impediment.
Well, I dare say my two greatest feats are the ones at the bottom of my legs.
Oh, Sir Reginald!
Yes.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic.
Yes. Quite good.
I dare sayeth my greatest feat was of the time when I was but a lad in the countryside Shiresworth forth and met a young lass who stole some bread, and I killed her instantly in front of the whole town.
As you would.
As you would. Moments, verily. Sooth, after that, I was knighted. That was all it took, pretty much.
This is your greatest feat, you say.
I haven't done much since.
Could you whack me again, show that perhaps I speak the way I did before, because I've already decided I really don't want to commit to this.
Ah, verily, good new friend.
Ho-wang! Oh, thank you. My greatest feat might have been when I was privileged enough to be tasked by my queen with driving back the snake children who had emerged from the sewers to take over the town. And frankly, it was only upon having killed the last of them that I discovered these were not snake children at all. And I will ask you to guess what kind of children they were.
Regular children.
Regular children.
Perfectly normal children. That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
We've all been there, sir.
Who has not been there? Standing above a pile of the most deadest children, tiny corpses.
Tiny corpses. I once thought I was breaking up a burglar ring.
A ring of the verily burglars?
Yes, yes. I stormed through the door in my shining plate, hacking at anything that moved, and it ended up being a school.
Oh.
I was so surprised when my good wife gave birth. Well, I don't want to tell you what I did, but I found out later that was a child, too.
How knightly of you, sir.
I was so surprised when my bad wife gave birth.
Bad wife. That's brilliant.
I dare say, Reginald, this new friend of ours, Sir Braven, I think if he would fit in squarely, which is quite a play on words, at our table, which, as I mentioned, was a pentagon shape. There are only, for some strange reason, four knights of the Pentagon table so far.
Yeah, we have a bit of a quota of recruitment. And for some reason, two of us are guarding this one entrance to the castle.
And verily, upon this decision, would I be adding to the tally of knights, brave knights, that is, who guard the castle, what is it again?
White Castle of Havisham.
Of Havisham. Would I be the third or the fourth?
The fifth, good sir.
Would you mind sharing with me the names of the other two knights?
Not at all.
As you know, I am Sir Reginald Vell Johnson. We have with us here is Sir Crab Thompson. Also coming from county to GIF is Sir Stefan Urkel.
Oh, wait a minute. I have a question to ask about Sir Stefan Urkel.
Go ahead.
I think I know which question this might be, but please, go on.
I have heard of a knight that rampaged across the land, slashing throats and gouging hearts and setting fire to settlement and setting livestock free and dining on living flesh before arriving home and saying, that wasn't much. Did he do that?
You are right, sir.
'Tis true.
He is the worst of us.
He is quite a monster.
He literally took the country by storm.
He appointed himself the knighthood and claimed his place at the Pentagon table. We're all too scared to ask him to leave.
He mostly just sits there.
Wearing his glasses and eating cheese.
Yes, two monocles. Can you believe that?
He calls them glasses. Anyway, we have now named the third member of the Pentagon table, and without further ado, the fourth member that you shall soon meet, Sir Braven Grimwald?
Close enough.
Sure. And that is Sir Alfonso Jemima, the 14th. If you can believe it, there's been 13 other of them. Alfonso's pretty normal. Nothing much to talk about there.
Kind of boring, actually.
He's probably just sitting at our table right now reading.
Yeah, books. And manuscripts and scrolls.
Like a monk.
The most boring part of being a knight, learning to read.
I much prefer the fun parts of being a knight, like stabbing children and women.
Yes, mostly children.
Mostly children. They're the easiest ones to stab.
They're so tidy and vulnerable.
They usually never wear armor.
Before I come to a decision about whether to join the fine knights of the White Castle...
Of Havisham.
Let us go around and name our favorite, sort of underrated aspect of being a knight.
Aha!
You know, it's a good life. It's good to be a knight.
My favorite bit about being a knight in this glorious land is that I can kind of get away with whatever I want.
Yes.
Simply because I own some land.
Quite.
I can do whatever I want to the people on my land, and there's nothing they can do about it. Because I technically own them.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Love serfs.
That's my thing. I would say the same thing. So really, I don't have anything to add. What about you?
Well, Sir Crab? Would say my favorite part about being a knight is, you know how it is putting on a knight's armor. You can't do all of it yourself. You have many hands putting the pieces on you, and I refuse to put on my own card piece. And so, therefore, every day I have strange hands touching my little king and queen.
That is delightful. I did not think of that.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on, my good friend.
Yes, go
hold
on. Yes, quite.
If I may call you my good friend this early in our relationship.
I think we're great friends.
Oh, wow.
We know each other's names. That's
about as far as it goes most of the time.
You're my second oldest friend.
Wow, that's... So the other knights, you don't consider friends?
No. One's boring and one's a monster.
They're co-workers.
Co-workers, more like it.
If I were to describe my accoutrement, I might say something to the effect of the king and queens, or the queen and princes, or, Lord Shaftington and the boys, or something like
that. I call it my serf and dirty children.
See, there you go.
Because I beat the shit out of them.
Oh my well met and good upon thee.
I'm a knight.
Well, good friends, I was making a turtle stew on my hearth. I slipped on a bit of icy stone underneath, and I fell upon the knife I had used to scoop the turtle and sliced one of my galleons right off my body. So, to answer your question, I have only one bit and one bob down there. I call the small one my king, and I do call the large one my queen. She is a blonde.
A very arousing tale, my good friend.
Thank you.
I feel I'm ready to make a decision, and it kind of seems as though that is the button on which we shall hang the conclusion of our fine chat.
I do feel as if I have runneth out of things to say.
I feel as though I am ready to make a decision.
I stand on the edge of my horse.
Are you sure there's no more questions? We... have all night.
We don't, though.
We don't have a lot else going on.
We should move on to different time periods.
Oh, shit.
What, Sir Reginald?
The castle's on fire.
Oh, shit.
Again?
From the east side. We were guarding the west gate.
They
invaded from the east gate.
East gate. This happens all the time.
So, Braven, you're probably going to have to be in charge of the east gate after we fight these hordes.
Well...
The hordes have arrived, too, just as the fire overtakes the castle.
Shit.
Draw thine sword!
Out of my way! As I mount my mighty steed and range around to the other side of the castle to defend it against the fire that will destroy.
Those guys are pretty cool as far as knights go. But you know what they say, mo funny mo problems, and we gotta pay the dollar bills y'all around here, so let's take a break and hear a word from our new sponsor. Today's episode of The Sketchy Show is brought to you by Liquid Donuts. Go nuts for donuts, but by drinking them or something, I don't know, take a listen.
Do you like donuts?
Yes.
Do you like coffee?
The thing about donuts with coffee is sometimes I get sort of tired of...
I didn't ask that much.
Can I answer the question?
Yes or no, yes.
I do like donuts and I do like coffee.
Wonderful, sir. Are you sick and tired of dunking your donuts?
I thought you were just going to ask if I'm sick and tired, and I was going to say yes to that. But there was more.
I appreciate the commitment to the yes or no model.
I appreciate that you don't require masks in this... establishment.
Well, we're a mom and pop store in Montana, so...
All bets are off out here. All bets are off out here. It's the real America. Also known as God's country.
I forgot what I was pitching.
You asked me if I like donuts?
Yes!
And if I like coffee. The answer is a big yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, have I got a great new product for you.
Can I bring my 7 kids in here?
The more the merrier, sir.
They're all packing.
How many wives you got?
We like to say, in my family, one for each kid.
Well, that's got to be a lot of donuts and coffee you have to buy.
It's expensive.
I know it is. Well, I'd like to introduce to you Liquid Donuts.
I love it.
Liquid Donuts. Using our patented slurry, we've combined donuts and coffee into the things you need the most to get you going in the morning. Am I right?
What I need in the morning to get me going.
Yes?
Is a whole round of treatments that I refuse to take because I don't believe in science. But this product.
Liquid donuts.
Liquid donuts.
Yes.
It sounds to me.
Patented.
It sounds to me like a donut.
Yes.
That has been mashed up in a cup of coffee.
Basically.
And you're selling it to me as a sort of a new product.
You took care of my entire pitch. We took everything you love about donuts and everything you love about coffee. We smashed them together using, not science, religion.
How?
Have you ever prayed to God for something, sir?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because my father told me when I was just a kid that God can't hear your prayers. So give it up.
Do you know anyone who has prayed to God? Do you believe in God?
Deeply.
Good. Yes. Okay. So you believe in God. Do you believe in miracles?
Not for me.
But for other people in general, like the concept of them?
Sure.
If I were to say to you, hey, I know you were at the Capitol on January 6th. Would you think God would get you out of jail time? Realistically? I mean, think about it in your heart.
When, I'll take the if out of it for you, right? When I was at the Capitol on January 6th, I had my helmet that had horns on it.
Uh-huh.
I had like a, I think a furry vest or something.
Oh, I saw pictures of you, I think.
And I had like an American flag.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, obviously.
You might be thinking of the other guy who did that. The other guy who did that. He got into the papers. With
what?
He got it.
What?
He.
Speak up, sir.
He got
We're recording a commercial.
He got into the papers with it. He became famous.
I feel like we've lost the thread.
We have. There's a guy I bring in when I can't breathe.
Uh-huh.
He helps me talk. So.
You might want to take it.
Todd, get over here.
All right.
Be my voice. Be my voice, man.
I'm trying. I don't feel great. I don't really feel great.
Sir, I've just been telling your friend here about our new product called Liquid Donuts, in which we combine the convenience of coffee with the delicious, sugary goodness of donuts.
So
it's a patented slurry. Goes right down your gullet.
Is it proprietary?
It's proprietary. I said patented.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
I don't know.
Do you really want to split these hairs with me? Where were we?
I just wanted to let you know, as we're filming this commercial, and you know,
yes.
This is, we got it all, but we have to change tapes because we did fill up a tape.
I mean, can we just run what we just did verbatim? No edits. Can't you just fix that in post? How fast can you get this out? We need it to air tomorrow.
If you will take my firm's
at 6 a.m.
name off of the spot,
uh-huh.
You can run what we have right now, and I'd be happy to leave immediately.
Great.
Liquid donuts. Easier to swallow, a lot less chewing. For the working man who doesn't have time to chew his donuts. Liquid donuts.
It's like a paste.
I could go for a nice hot glass of liquid donut about now. Just kidding. I'd rather grow my own dick and then run over that new dick with my own treads than drink whatever slush that is. Gross. Anyway, we're almost at the end of the show. Thanks for listening. I've just been idly watching bees buzz around the begonias, so it's nice to have some company. For our last sketch, we go to the airport. What hijinks will ensue? You're about to find out.
Okay, so let me check the times here. I've got about a half hour before I need to be at gate B5, but I'm right here at B3. There's an airport bar right there, so I should have plenty of time to get a quick bite and you know, be there in time. I've already got my boarding pass. I need a drink, and darn it, you know, this is like a little bit of free time for me. This is just a moment to myself, so this will be just the perfect respite. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi, welcome to Not Your Granddad's Airport Bar. How many?
Hmm? Where are you? I'm hearing you, but I'm not seeing you.
How many?
I'm hearing you, but I'm not seeing you. Are you behind the counter?
Sorry?
Where on, are you behind the counter?
I'm under here.
What are you under?
Hang on, there's a lot of luggage. Do you want to store your luggage here? Hang on.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't. God. That was just a display.
Sorry, there's a lot of luggage.
I had
no
idea that was real.
People store their luggage here at the host station.
Okay, wow.
How many?
I won't be leaving my luggage with you, just for the record. No, I'll keep it with me.
It's a bar rule.
I'll be keeping it
with me. We like to keep it fun and loose here at Not Your Granddad's Airport Bar, and luggage kind of gets in the way for our servers.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. Just by the way, I'm David Pring. And I have a David Pring rule, which is that I keep my luggage with me at all times, all right? So,
oh, I'll have to look that one up. That David
all right. Pring. It might, yeah, look, you know, do that. Tell, get back to me, but I'll keep it with me in the meantime, okay?
Do you want a table or you just want to sit at the bar?
Well, this place is completely empty, so you tell me what's the best place to sit down and just get a quick bite. Actually, I've got to be over there. See gate 5? I have to be there in about a half hour.
Oh.
And I've already got my boarding pass, so everything's good. So, you know,
okay.
Where should I be?
You should go sit at the bar. That's the fastest way. We'll get you in and out. Go sit at the bar. Welcome to Not Your Granddad's Airport Bar.
You're the best. Thank you.
I'll be here. I'm your host.
Hmm? What?
Shh.
What?
Shh. Do you hear that?
Did you? You're just my host. Did you hear that? You know, I don't have to know a name. I will just go to the bar.
All right. Okay. You know? It looks like pretty standard kind of American-style pub fare. I should be able to find something. Hello? Hello? Is anybody...
Hi. Yeah. Gosh. One second. Oh, what a mess. One second, honey.
You do have a mess there. What happened?
Oh gosh. I don't even know.
You don't?
It's just a Tuesday.
Were you here when all that stuff spilled?
Oh, yeah. It was everywhere. It's, in fact, I think I've only made it worse.
So you do know what happened?
Well, who's to say?
I mean, you.
I could. Yeah, I could.
You know what? I'm not here to grill you. I just am very curious. This is crazy. How much stuff is back there? How many different things spill?
Oh, yeah. It's a real menagerie.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
So is this...
Behind you, Linda.
Is this a good time to put in a quick order?
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you need a menu?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any of those back here.
You have, like, a VR code or something I need to scan?
Oh, gosh. No. I don't deal with that technology.
Watch out. He's
That's
behind
my
you.
Nephew, Caleb. Oh, what?
Oh,
oh gosh. Anyway, yeah. I don't deal with the technology like that. That's my cousin Caleb does all of that for me. My nephew, sorry.
Behind.
Well, you could describe
the menu to me. Tell me the popular items. Like, give me like the...
Oh, gosh.
What are you known for?
My nephew loves the chicken fingies.
Why are they called that? Is that just what your nephew calls them? Is it like a little...
Oh, yeah. He's like four. Oh, gosh. He's just the cutest.
All right. So is that what... Now, actually, I do need to know. Is that actually what they're called then, or is that just what your nephew calls
fingies? I can't remember right now. Oh, gosh. But it's chaos around me. Look at this. It's a full bar.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Linda, you need a menu?
Over here, please.
We're going to do an order of the fingies. We're going to do an order of the fingies. We're going to keep this quick.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to keep it quick.
Okay. Oh, hey.
Here, I brought you five.
You brought me five menus?
Yeah, those are five menus. I got to go.
Wait a minute.
Daryl, can you show me how to use the computer again? Oh, gosh.
Marge, you really need help with the POS system again? Look, it's...
Oh,
it's,
please.
It's
I'm so old.
It's completely simple. You just go brown, orange,
I want everybody
brown,
to know
brown,
that
orange,
I am not
brown.
Looking at a menu right now. I put it down. I think I ordered some chicken fingies. Did that actually happen, or did anybody take that down? I just couldn't tell.
We're
sorry.
We're trying to get it into the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
It's in.
Okay.
It's in.
Okay.
It's
okay.
In.
Okay. Sorry.
Do you know what? I brought you five more menus in case you need to see more stuff on the menu. So here's five more menus.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks.
You want to add anything else?
Just... Thanks. Thank you. Thank
I got to
you.
Check on something in the back.
Thank you. So, this is...
Behind.
A real... okay. Is this your first job?
Oh, can you tell?
I
is it obvious?
I wasn't really thinking about you. I was just wondering if you like. Do you like this job? Do you like it here?
Oh gosh, it's a place.
Yeah.
It's fine. My nephew Caleb he comes all the time. I like.
Wait, whoa, your 4-year old nephew. Hold on.
Yeah.
Marge, dance with me. Come on, Marge, dance. It's
Caleb!
That's the time to dance.
Your
Marge,
4-year
dance
old nephew
I'm
comes.
I'm sorry, sir. Hang on a
yes,
second.
Yes, look how cute he is.
This is the time
oh,
that we
gosh.
Dance.
Oh.
That is cute.
This is the time that we dance.
Yeah.
He's such a talented dancer. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my nephew. Okay.
Well, a dancing 4-year-old, that's adorable. Did you... I couldn't tell if anything happened over there with the
We poked the thing, so we'll just have to wait and see.
So we got some fingies coming. Okay.
I think so.
Is there like sauces or anything?
Oh, yes. There's a red one, a yellow one, a brown... And clear.
You know, I'm going to just look at this menu.
Behind.
Gosh.
And I'm going to see if I can find the sauce section.
Hey, Marge. Who's this?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I did not get your name.
I'm David Pring of Pring and Associates.
David. Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm also work here.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys invent the Pringles? I love Pringles.
you
know who loves
Pringles?
My nephew, Caleb. Caleb!
I hate to disappoint you.
Come tell the man how much you love Pringles.
I hate to disappoint you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, this is so exciting. It's a real celebrity in our midst.
This is what I do when I eat my Pringles.
Oh, gosh. It's so cute.
I love her nephew. Isn't he the cutest?
You know what? Yeah. Okay. I'll just go with this. Yes. I'll take the word back to the whole Pringle company that you guys love their product. And when they see that kind of dancing...
David, did you order a drink yet? You should look at our drink menu. They're really good. Marge, did you show him our drink?
Oh, gosh. No, I didn't.
There's 10 breakfast menus here. I don't even see fingies anywhere on here. So
turn
I was
to the back. Turn to the back.
Turn to the back.
You gotta turn to the back. I gotta go.
Oh, in the back. You're right. The very, very, very bottom. I see that someone's written fingies.
I bet that was my nephew. He's so good at spelling at such a young age.
Okay, here. Sorry, I brought you. I brought you 10 breakfast menus. Here's 5 drink menus. Here.
Okay. You know, just one.
I gotta go.
Hey! I'm a customer, and I would love it if you would just like stop and like answer one of my questions. Just one.
Don't mind him. He just always has to go.
Has anyone ever needed more than one menu for themselves at this place?
Yeah.
Well, like, what if you were gonna make a menu tower?
Yeah. What if, David?
Gosh,
you know what? You're right.
You need at least six menus.
You're right. You know what? I'm trying to have like a vacation vibe on this business trip, and I've forgot my own rule. You're right. Could we get him to bring back those other 10 breakfast menus?
Because
I think I will make a tower.
Yeah, I'll try to flag him down.
I'm fucking kidding. I don't want to do that. I have a flight for I have to get on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Caleb. I don't mean to use bad language in front of a 4-year-old. Why is he so sad? Does that word really make him that sad?
It really bums him out, man.
I've never seen a kid get that. Oh, now he's dancing.
He contains multitudes. Gosh.
I think I might actually have a lot to learn from Caleb.
My parents drop me off at this bar every day to spend it with my aunt. I love her.
And I just love it so much.
Is it weird that he doesn't have other kids to play with?
I opened your luggage.
Oh, he gets along fine.
It's fine. We love him.
Okay.
Look at him go, little scamp. Ooh, I love this song. Hang on, I gotta go dance too.
Okay, cool.
Now, Marge. How many times do we have to talk about this? I'm your manager.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Like, I know you love your nephew and stuff, but like, he can't be behind the bar. Okay? Like, there's like laws and stuff, and we can get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, come on now, Albert. He's not doing anything. He's just spraying this man in the face with the soda hose.
You know, I'm trying to run a tight ship here.
It is a little annoying to get sprayed in the face with the soda hose. But
oh, he's just.
You know what though? I don't want to.
You know how they are at this
age. Mustard on everything.
I'm trying to be vacation David, so I'm just going to ride this vibe. And I'm, you know, pretty soon I'll be hopping on my flight, with a belly full of fingies. Right? There's some fingies on their way. Okay.
Probably.
Okay, but probably doesn't. Give me a lot of faith.
Someone order fingies. I got fingies from the kitchen.
I did.
Did you order?
I did.
You ordered fingies?
I ordered fingies, yes.
Did you order the blue cheese buffalo Jackson Pollock fingies?
I ordered the fingies, and I don't see anyone else in here.
Do you want regular ones or the blue cheese Jackson buffalo Pollock?
Want the ones you have, because I'm going to eat them and pay for them and hop on a flight. And this will be a funny story that I tell people.
Well, if you don't know, I can't give these to you. Bye.
What's happening with that food? That was, you know, time is of the essence.
Yes. Yeah. Where are you going?
I am going to Toledo.
Toledo. Oh, leaving out of that gate right over there?
Yep.
B5. Oh, the one that's taking off right now?
The one that is supposed to be taking off in 20 goddamn minutes.
Looks like it's leaving now.
How did my phone stop telling time? It's been frozen since I walked in this place.
Welcome to Not Your Granddad's Airport Bar.
That's a Not Your Granddad's Bar specialty. Frozen time.
I turned your phone off.
Even if you turn my phone off, it won't have the same time on it. How long have I been in here?
You've never left.
Sup?
Whoa.
I'm Paul.
Where did you come from?
I'm the mixologist here at Nogdab.
And where did the nice lady go?
Let's not worry about the nice lady now.
I mean...
You want a drink? I can make you a drink. What do you want?
God, what would I like? I would like a maple bourbon sour.
All right, maple bourbon sour. Coming right up. Gonna grab a banana. Ginger?
No.
Hey. Do I go to your job and tell you what you to do?
Actually, people come to my job and people like you are constantly telling me what to do at my job.
Oh, well, great. Then you understand what I'm going through. So shut the fuck up.
All right. But you don't need ginger. You don't need ginger or a banana for this. I'm just going to tell you. You need bourbon. You need lemon juice.
Sir.
You need maple syrup.
I don't know if you've understood
Merple
by now,
Sirple,
but I'm ignoring you.
If you want to be fun. You need like bitters.
Behind, in front, above.
And then like if an optional cocktail foamer if you want to go really fancy.
A dollop of French vanilla ice cream. There you go. All right.
What?
There you go, sir.
86.
What's happening? Did I chair a biplane?
Hello?
And a submarine?
36 orders of fingies.
Hey, over here. I ordered the fingies.
No, this is for that party of 36 over there. I'm sorry.
A party of 36?
Right behind the pillar.
Well, okay. I've done something weird to my phone. It's frozen in time. Somehow you managed to hide 36 of the smallest people I've ever seen, at a long table behind a single pillar.
It was a forced perspective seating arrangement.
Look, man, I don't fucking care. Can you just box up my fucking thingies and let me get the heck out of here?
The guy wants a box.
Box for fingies.
All right, I guess we gotta call the Undertaker.
No. I don't need a coffin.
The guy wants a box.
Box for fingies.
Yes, that looks great. That little box you have right there. Are those my fingies?
Sure.
It almost seems like this is going the way I think it would.
David.
I haven't paid you, though.
David, don't touch the fingies.
What?
Don't touch them. That's not my nephew. I've been here for 100 years. If you touch those fingies, you will be a prisoner of this place. Oh, gosh, don't touch the fingies.
I've got news for you.
What?
I'm hungry, and I think you're crazy, and I'm going to eat a fingy.
Behind.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. Well, don't say I didn't try to warn you.
Hey, you're about to have some company, because I'm going to eat this fucking fingy, and I'm going to love it. All right? It's the one thing I'm going to get out of this weird situation. I don't even know what time it really is out there.
Does anyone know the rules for this place? Does this mean I get out if he touches my fingies?
I'm tasting this, and I'm realizing this is not a chicken finger that's just got a different name.
Hey.
No.
Hi, I'm Beck. Hi.
You've called them fingies because you couldn't legally call this a chicken finger, right? Like, this is, what is this? What part of the animal did this come from?
It doesn't matter anymore. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I will, though. I will, though.
It doesn't matter what the fingies are made of, David. This is Caleb's world, and we're all just living in it. Gosh.
Well.
Welcome to hell. Welcome to not your granddad's hell. Gosh.
Beyond.
All right. Okay. All right. You know what? That tracks.
Oh, gosh.
And stars and Caleb. I'm singing the song from the end of The Shining.
No, I know. And I'm wondering, what other sketch did we use that in?
Did we?
God, yeah.
Yeah, but still, it's funny.
Whatever.
No, I think it's the bar. No, I'm not calling you on it. I'm just saying, yeah. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I think it was the bar sketch. Yeah, I think it was the bar
secrets. Fuck, I need to go back and listen to that.
Was it called Bar Secrets? Was that the name of
it? It was called Bar Secrets.
Where I'm the bartender.
Internally, it was called Bar Secrets.
Okay. I thought it was called A Night at Tony's or whatever, because that was...
Internally, yeah.
Announcer Holy voice shit. To close it all out.
Okay.
I'm trying to... The acronym I wrote down, I'm just remembering what it stands for. Not Your Granddad's Airport Bar. Okay. Not Your Granddad's Airport Bar. You've always been here.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Oh my god. Alright.
We have a lot of fun here on the Sketchy Show.
Oh man, it's another one of those you've always been here endings. Gotta love those. And before you say, hey Sketchy, isn't that a cop out of an ending? I have this to say, no. No, it's not. You're a cop out of a human. I hope you choke on some lettuce. That's right, still hate ya, baby. Go die. Sketchy out.
The Sketchy Show is a Cactus Radio production. You can contact us at podcast@cactusrodeo.com. Subscribe and follow on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, and follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more entertainment and updates.